One does not even have any idea how to even begin to untie this Gordian knot. And with all of the religious helpers assisting you, each claiming to be divinely inspired and authoritative, things become even more hopeless as I begin to despair just from describing it here. This being why I make such a marked distinction between man-made religions and God-made truth from above. When everyone has a different opinion, while all claim to be equally authoritative, there are bound to be problems with numerous divisions and schisms having become the order of the day. Numerous false Christs, false messiahs, and false systems, all competing for your very limited attention and lifespan, with hopelessness posing as divine guidance each and every step of the way. So, what to do? By continuous seeking, you shall find. By continuous asking, it shall be answered. By continuous knocking, it shall be opened to you. And behold, I send you the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, who will show you all things and bring them to remembrance. Sola Scriptura, sola fide, sola gratia, that is, solely by Scripture, solely by faith, and solely by grace. This was the battle cry of the Reformers during what has come to be known as the Protestant Reformation, following centuries of having been clearly led astray by their fellow co-religionists, who had replaced Scripture with tradition, replaced living faith with pretended blind faith in transubstantiation. My faith in God now having been turned into faith in men who claim to be turning bread into flesh and wine into blood so that they may bow down and idolatrously worship it. The fact that chemical analysis shows that no such transformation or any transformation has actually taken place by means of these pretended sacrificial rites, causing purveyors of this system to cry out that one must blindly believe what they are being told, and that this is what scriptural faith is. Of course, no such usage of the Greek word translated faith can be shown to exist in the New Testament, causing them to now claim that this is another matter of faith, and that God has demanded that they turn off their critical faculties and just believe in the fairy tales and ungodly concoctions which are being purveyed to them, always for a price, bought and paid for in gold and silver and precious objects, seemingly without end. But, of course, a huckster heaven, if ever there was one. So now, stupid, blind ignorance is held up as a virtue, as the plain meaning of words are subtly and craftily changed to suit the purposes of those who would lord it over their fellow men, to the detriment of all living creatures, as it turns out. So faith, which is belief, has been turned ever so subtly into a system of works. while the Apostle Paul is abundantly clear that the two are mutually exclusive, that can simply be disregarded as just another man's opinion, because we have loads and loads of tradition which says otherwise. And grace is no longer grace, for now it is not something given freely, which is the plain meaning of the word, but is now pretended to be the means by which one is to pull oneself up by one's own bootstraps, as grace now becomes a debt owed to us because of our good works. And now, all of a sudden, good works become working for your cult of Mariolatry, as you claim to be the one and only true system. A rather ridiculous claim in light of Scripture and history. For how did the Western system rise to such pretended ascendancy anyhow? Oh, by means of murdering as many as possible who belong to the Eastern and original system in what has come to be known in history as the Great Schism of 1054. Yes, declare all of the others as schismatics and simply murder them all on this basis. And voila! Suddenly, the Greek New Testament, whose text is being protected by Greek-speaking persons whose native language it is, has been replaced by Jerome's highly corrupted Latin Vulgate. Nasty old Greek from the East having been replaced by the Latin vernacular of the West. A model which has served well these moderns who proclaim that we now cannot know the true and original text, such that who knows what Bible to believe. So now the very word of God is castigated and kicked off to the sidelines as being somehow unreliable. Confusion replacing certainty just a little bit more each day as secular humanism becomes the true religion of our day, while claiming to be above these ancient superstitions of ignorant, backwards people. Such that now we have an entire society of ungodly, not too bright persons who think that their Heavenly Father is now the great ape of planet Earth, and that life has come from non-life without even one shred of empirical evidence. I.e., no one can show such a process taking place, or can demonstrate an actual process by which such has happened. All hypothesis and theory replacing any kind of certainty, and then calling this science, as they sneer down at all who aren't going for this utter ridiculous nonsense. But of course, they are able to point at all of the phony purveyors of false religions as their example of your only other choice. Two forms of unreason and nonsense being given to you as your only intellectual and spiritual choices. A false dichotomy, if ever there was one. Is it any wonder that downright nihilism has become the vanguard of our age, with secular materialism and unbridled lust having become the order of the day? And here I stand at this dark hour as I survey all of the human wreckage on every side. surely by its rotten, murderous, mammon-worshipping fruits, you should be able to see it and know it for what it is. But alas, such is not the case at all. Not now, and never has been. Lies upon lies upon lies, having become far more desirable than even the slightest amount of truth. It is as if you are very much alone in your quest for truth. But not to get too upset, for such it has been from the very beginning, it would seem. It seems as if there has always been two peoples when it comes to matters of faith. This appears to have been so from the very beginning. One has looked for the coming one, as seen in the Old Testament prophecies, while the other is quite happy to take the entire system, which was designed to cause them to look forward to and to understand the significance of Christ crucified, i.e. the temple economy and its sacrificial system, and to stop history at that point in time. Thus, they could never see past their own carnality, while embracing the type of that which is to come as if it were an end in itself. Two persons, one spiritual and one fleshly. While the Lord God omnipotent spoke through the spiritual persons in the form of Old Testament prophecy, the fleshly ones had no real desire for or taste for the things of the Spirit. These are the ones who murdered the prophets and then set up their own counterfeit system within the already existing temple economy. They are all too happy to take part in rites and rituals, but with little or no understanding of just exactly what it truly is all about. They love to think of themselves as God's chosen, even while they are unfaithful as can be when it comes to obedience. The prophets are full of warnings and rebukes to these types of persons. It is said that these persons refused to take part in the weightier matters of the law, using that which was designed to free a man from spiritual bondage for the very opposite purpose of enslaving their fellow men as they continuously fleece them as if it is their own private flock of sheep. Justice and mercy and the love of one another all being tossed aside, while demands for obedience to their own man-made systems, a form of spiritual bondage and slavery, no less, became more and more their only concern. So that while the coming Messiah is actually the entire focus of the Old Testament writers, these persons changed that into their seeking of their own earthly glory, so that they begin to worship the building and the furniture and the rites and rituals and war-making abilities in place of coming closer to our Creator in the abject humility which is appropriate to the circumstances. Just as today, so it was then. The men ending up worshiping themselves and the works of their own hands in place of obedience to a living, loving God. So, just as today people speak of a church as being the building instead of the people who are actually faithful to the letter and spirit of the written word and faithful to our risen Savior and his demands, so these came to regard their temple service and buildings to be the goal of their religion, to the exclusion of all else. The flesh warring against the spirit with a vengeance, with the flesh easily prevailing and dominating over and over again. So that instead of looking for a new heavens and earth, as did the prophets, these are perfectly happy with this material existence. That is, so long as they can prevail over their fellow humans and to lord it over them. Two peoples from the very beginning. One fleshly, worldly, and carnal, while the other is concerned only with how to be a sweet savor unto our Lord, with their focus being upon that other kingdom, a non-earthly one, for which our spiritual father Abraham was said to be searching for. That heavenly Jerusalem, which the prophet Isaiah tells of in the last chapter of his prophetic writings. Forgetting that Jeremiah the prophet told of a new covenant, which was to replace the old covenant, one in which we would be changed from within, and one in which we would need to call no man rabbi, teacher, because God himself will write his law upon our hearts such that we will know right from wrong without having to be told which is which by some man or group of men. That is to say, that change over time was built into the system from the very start. As we move from image and type into actuality and reality of our daily existence. No Jews and no Goyim, but rather those who will obey from the transformed heart and those who will not obey. So that where God made a system which was intended to change as one grows wiser in revelation from our Creator, the other has become frozen in time. As events progress, they becoming less and less relevant by the minute, as they become more and more detached from historical reality. So that instead of wanting to continue moving forward toward our ultimate spiritual goal of union with Messiah, they want everything to be frozen in time. They wanting to go back in time to their former glory days instead of forward towards something which they apparently do not want or care to know about. The flesh dominating over the spirit, the carnal and fleshly being of far more desire to them than the things above, which they are unable to perceive with their carnal senses. So far as they are concerned, if it is not of the flesh, then it is of no concern or interest to them. The worldly concerns being their only real concerns, while the otherworldly is relegated to anywhere but here. Such that even after having been ignominiously driven out of the carnal land of Israel because of their grotesque infidelity and continuous covenant breaking, they insist that they are God's chosen and that the land which he has driven them from is actually still theirs, and that the temple which was destroyed by God himself will be rebuilt as we are all forced back into submission under their yoke of bondage. To which I must add this warning. All of those Judaizers who pretend to be bringing about the end of this world as they wait for some pretended rapture followed by a restoration of the Old Testament temple economy, complete with blasphemous animal sacrifice in rejection of the once-for-all ultimate sacrifice of our loving Messiah who laid down his life for his sheep, are very much on the wrong side of history. They can say, Jesus, Jesus, all they want, another Christ. And they can tell how Christian they are, all they want, another gospel. And how they are saving souls for Jesus by appeals to the flesh and worldliness, another spirit. They are quite simply quite wrong. Get out of her, my people, lest you partake of her plagues, is what comes to mind as I survey all of this spiritual wreckage and chicanery. And here it can so readily be seen, the fleshly persons persecuting those who are faithful to the spiritual tenets of our Master.